Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Recently, my middle daughter and I had the chance to go back to America to visit my mother. It was during that trip that I realized something that had never occurred to me before. It happened as we were making the long drive back to the airport for our return flight home. My daughter and I were having a conversation about family history and how her American side of the family all fitted together. It was then I realized just how mixed up I was. My ancestors originally came from Germany, and that fact was often mentioned when I was growing up. Our heritage was not Norwegian, Chinese, Mongolian, Sudanese, Mexican, or anything else. No, we were Germans. But we weren't really. We didn't speak the language. We didn't communicate with any of the relatives back in Germany. And I don't even know when my ancestors came or why they came to America. Although I must confess that during the World Cup, I do secretly have this urge to root for the Germans. This realization reinforced to me the fact that I am a citizen of the United States of America. My landscape and my worldview has been shaped by my American upbringing. My relatives fought in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and they tilled the soil for more than four generations before I showed up on the scene. Not only that, but I'm a Nebraskan, and we Nebraskans have our own peculiar take on life and the universe. In fact, my daughter laughed and commented on how similar I was to so many people she'd met on our trip. That being said, I'm also now living in the United Kingdom, and I've done so for over 20 years. This fact has also left its impression upon my worldview. I am not a UK citizen, but I reside here, and as you may have noticed a bit earlier, I said I was returning home, because now it really is my home. But not only that, it's home to my family. It is the place where my children have grown up and formed their own worldviews. They are not German Americans, born in the state of Nebraska, residing in the United Kingdom. Instead, they are first and foremost British. Yes, they have an American connection with German roots. But those ancient German roots mean nothing to them. They don't even root for Germany during the World Cup. And the American roots, while a nice talking point, hold little influence over them in their daily lives. Instead, they have grown up in London, and their lives have been shaped by British education, culture, and media. We truly are a mixed-up group. But it was then that we realized that we were actually members of another family, our greater extended family, the household of God. And our citizenship was ultimately in God's kingdom. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, Paul describes believers in Christ this way. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. We are the household of God, his family. And as his family, we are citizens of his kingdom. Ultimately, our allegiance belongs to Christ, who is the cornerstone. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings. No chancellor, president, or king has more power or authority than Jesus, our crucified and risen Savior. For at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Our ancestry, family, and current living conditions do indeed shape us and how we view the world, for good or for ill. Our nationalities, citizenship, and culture are important to us. They make us who we uniquely are. But as Christians, our worldview is ultimately shaped by the teachings of the apostles and the prophets revealed to us in God's Word, that is the Bible. It is that Word which forms us, unites us, and builds us up, and gives us true identity. In Christ, we are all heirs of the promise, all heirs of God, inheriting all of His good and gracious gifts. We are not all strangers or aliens, but we are citizens in God's kingdom, brothers and sisters in Christ, joined together and growing into a holy temple of the Lord in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. O Lord our Father, let your merciful ears be open to the prayers of your humble children, and grant that what we ask may be in accord with your gracious will, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.